CliffCentral.com.
Good morning, George Meany. It's always good to see George.
How What's are you, happening? Gareth? Good and you?
Good, man. There was someone commenting the other day. Someone sent an email in. In fact, I might even have it somewhere. That they realized they listened to you coming onto our show every week, and they've heard you on Auto Central on Mondays, and they didn't realize. This woman said she didn't realize how hot George was.
Oh.
Mm.
Yes. She's very excited to see pictures of him. Auto Trader Black Friday. Mm. That's nice.
And there's t-shirts for everybody.
So what are you guys doing for Black Friday? Is there a special Auto Trader thing going on for Black Friday?
Autotrader.co.za/Black Friday. Cars, ooh, there is over 100 million rands worth of discounts on.
Sweet Lord. Hang on. I'm going there now. Auto Trader. Hang on a second. .co.za/Black Friday.
What are you going to buy? Quickly.
I'm going to buy 7 cars. I can't help it. I need them now. There's so much discount, so much savings.
Just take the first 7. Just take the first 7.
Okay, just the first 7. Hang on. George, just wait. Let me just do this properly. Black
Friday cars.
Oh, no. More have been sold out. Oh, you better hurry.
Okay, I'm looking at it now. Good Lord. Look at this. There's a bunch of stuff on here.
Yep.
Mm, Black Friday specials. I like this.
There's some serious discounts. There's some cars are discounted up to 40%.
Is it Black Friday, one word?
Black Friday cars. Yeah. Cars. .co.za/Black Friday cars.
Okay. No wonder I couldn't find it properly. Here it is. Ooh. Oh, here it is. All right. Let's take a look. Oh, my God.
Running from the 23rd to the 25th. Okay.
You could get an Alfa Romeo for like half the price.
Sheesh.
Look at that.
I'll give you some examples.
All right, go on.
So,
Aston Martin.
Aston Martin, yes, that's one of the deals.
Yeah, there's one here going for your.
Mm. There's an F-Pace that was going for 1.4 million rand, now going for 1.2 million rand.
Ooh.
There are even bigger discounts on the site. So
fantastic, you know, Black Friday cars.
There's a Mustang, 5-liter V8 Mustang. Yes. Usually goes for 894, now going for 714,000 rand.
Very nice. Mm.
Do you have anything for? Because I can sell my car for about 30,000 rand. I was wondering.
Yes, we have a wheelbarrow with a lawnmower engine that's available. If you'd like that,
go and have a look. There's over 1,700 vehicles listed there.
Mm, wow!
Black Friday specials.
Very nice.
100 million rands worth of discounts, and the media's taking this like a frenzy because I read one news article this morning that said. The most popular things on Black Friday are fridges, washing machines, and appliances, and cars could be added to that very soon because you can't equate a 30% discount on a washing machine to a 30% discount on a car.
No, of course not.
Well, look at that.
It makes sense.
Look what you did.
All right, Black Friday, everybody. Craziness abounds. What
craziness,
do you got
for us? Craziness what do you abounds. Got for us, George? So, artificial intelligence.
Yes.
Car manufacturers are now starting to explore or try to use artificial intelligence in the software of their cars by letting the cars predict what you are going to do and then send you messages as a result. So, who did you call in the morning? Almost like what Siri does, but where did you drive? And then give you prompts about what you should or shouldn't be doing. How fast are you driving? Where are you?
Well, you were telling us last week that the car manufacturers are now starting to wake up to the fact that they've got to integrate their vehicles into what our phones do. And a lot of them are not going to develop their own software answers to these things anymore. They'll just... subcontract that out.
Yeah, yeah. This is probably the opposite of that, where I believe in that exactly. They should be using the phone technology to integrate to the cars. This is now Mercedes-Benz and particularly in the A-Class where they're going to integrate AI into the dashboard of the car.
Huh.
All right, which is interesting.
Nothing wrong with that.
Nothing wrong with it, but I don't know how efficient you can be, really.
There's so much information. Who's going to be databasing like your trip to the shops? This is just, it seems to me to be a lot of useless information. Who knows?
Where it's been used very interestingly is Lexus has developed a TV ad purely using AI. So they didn't produce a TV ad at all. They gave a bunch of noises and images and video clips to this artificial intelligence program and said, produce a TV ad. And the AI produced the TV ad.
Huh.
Which is very interesting.
How crazy.
Very crazy. So, who knows? Computers might be doing everything in the future, and we might be sitting on the beach.
That would be nice.
Ooh. Exactly.
I'm not complaining.
Problem with that.
The question is Sia really here?
Well, did you hear his song? What did you think of his song?
Backstreet Boys, Sia.
Meets a mute swan.
Thing is, Backstreet Boys is plural, isn't it?
That is because my talent is compounded into one.
Basically, one voice. He's what would happen if all five Backstreet Boys were rolled into one.
One of those.
That's why I'm described as a mega talent.
Isn't that called Gru?
Back to you, George. Great card news this week.
Yes.
Jaguar Land Rover has figured out how to avoid red traffic lights.
Oh.
Yeah. So they've developed a piece of technology that speaks to is first of all called Green Light Optimal Speed Advisory Technology and can speak to vehicle to infrastructure systems, which are robots that can talk to cars or traffic lights that can talk to cars. And they're developing this technology so that the car can tell you how fast to drive in order to have the smoothest route to your destination by avoiding red traffic lights.
Well, that's how I like to drive. If I can time the robots, I just go slower. I don't speed up to a red robot and stop. But the problem is people behind you don't have that patience.
Yeah, you get these plonkers who race past you and then you meet them at the traffic light and I look at them and, you know.
Yeah, how fast are you?
That's when I show them the wanking movement.
No, wanking. I just clap and tell them they won.
Yeah. Ooh, you're such a winner.
You won. You won the race. You got to the robot first.
It would be nice to have that kind of a timing thing. I mean, I often look at my car has this eco thing. So when you're driving around, it'll tell you if you're braking too hard or if you... Yeah, it's almost like a live, real-time game to you. Because then you try to keep it all in the green. You try to get your numbers up. It's quite a fun thing to do.
My car's got the same. When I brake too hard, the jacaranda leaves spin and the wheels make a noise. And then I know I've braked too hard.
Ah.
Yeah.
And then you see the jacaranda flowers in the wind.
And I edge very quickly to the car in front of me.
That's a technologically advanced vehicle that you
I'm
have
telling
there.
You can get a lot for 30,000 these days.
Really?
Really? Yeah.
And then finally, the Auto Trader South African Car of the Year finalists were announced on Tuesday.
Let's do this properly. Wait. We need a proper announcement here. This is the finalists. They were announced. In case you weren't paying attention, George is here today just to help you with it. Go ahead, George.
So, the 12 finalists are the Alfa Romeo Stelvio, the Honda Civic Type R, the Hyundai Kona, the Lexus ES, the Mercedes-Benz A-Class, the Mitsubishi Pajero Sport, the Nissan Micra, the Porsche Cayenne, the Renault Duster, the Suzuki Jimny, the Suzuki Swift, and the Volvo XC40. So, my favorite was out of the competition, unfortunately, the Volvo XC60, but that's one of those things.
All right. Well, was your favorite.
But few letters and numbers.
Not enough other people liked it.
Exactly.
It's a very democratic process. That just proves to you that George doesn't try to influence the results.
No, I don't.
He could. He's the CEO of Auto Trade. He could go in and jig the whole system if he liked the Volvo that much. But he didn't, did he?
No, I didn't. Because we follow the same principles as Cliff Central does.
That's right. Go the way the people want you to go.
Yes, right. Exactly.
You're not like Hillary Clinton trying to change the rules of the game.
They all try and change the rules, including Donald Trump.
All right.
Funny thing is, we had the consumers vote for the first time in the South African Car of the Year competition.
Yes.
We got over 55,000 votes, like I said last time. But the consumers voted very closely to what the professional judges voted, which was very, very interesting. Nobody expected that.
Oh.
So popularity contests aren't such a bad thing after all.
Very good. Okay. Excellent. Anything else you want to throw
in? That's it. No.
That's it. CliffCentral.com.